You know what time it is. DJ Easy Eargasm, WKCO Heaven. It could only be, it must be, another episode of Wild Weekend. We've got a fantastic show tonight. We've got another installment of the story of Pastafonso. We've got some question and answers. We've got some amazing music. It's going to be a kick-ass show. Stay tuned. Keep it on locked. Keep tuned in. Keep turned on. Wild Weekend. Hit it. Everybody, DJ Easy Eargasm here for another episode of Wild Weekend. And my, what an episode it is! It's so great to have you all here again. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for having faith in the program. Let's get a few administrative things out of the way first. You can now find the podcast on iTunes. Go to your iTunes browser, either on your cellular phone or in your iTunes on your computer. Search for Wild Weekend with an exclamation point. It's Wild Weekend. And you can subscribe so you don't have to keep checking Facebook or however you're getting updates, or keep going back to the Podomatic/WKCO Heaven page. Just check your iTunes, subscribe, and you'll get automatic updates. Please, if you like the show, leave a favorable review. If you don't like the show, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. You can leave a negative review too. That's your prerogative. It's a democracy here at Wild Weekend. It's always been my motto, even if I've never said it out loud. Okay. I've been on an aggressive marketing campaign. Something hit me before. I sort of figured that I was only doing this for three people. Then I found out that the Podomatic page has Oh, excuse me, technical difficulties. I found out the Podomatic page has rankings that tells you how many times someone has viewed the page, or how many new listeners that you have. And literally overnight, I became obsessed with miraculously getting my show to number one, which is some sort of like the number one spot right now is taken up by some Spanish techno podcast. I don't know why I thought I could have stolen that audience, but I had delusions of grandeur in my head. I had big things in my head. I had delusions of grandeur. And I thought that I could win it all. So I went on a marketing campaign because I thought, you know what? I could do that. I can be the best. I've got great content. People need to know about this. So I went and I printed out flyers and I put them all over my school library. And maybe like 11 flyers. It felt dangerous to put up these flyers. I felt like I was doing graffiti tagging. I really felt like that. Like I'd post them up real quick and then jump out of sight. And I felt so good about myself. And I went back and I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna get back home. It's gonna say I had 300 unique visitors. All these people in the library are gonna be entranced by my posters. They're going to be hypnotized, automatically directed to click without any sentient thought of their own, just driven by the pure force of my marketing creativity. I had two unique listeners. I probably spent about an hour designing this poster. Maybe I'll put it up on a website somewhere. Anyway, the point is, please tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your frenemies, tell your class frenemies, tell bums. No, don't tell bums. They mustn't know. They mustn't know about this. But tell someone close to you. Because I think everybody needs a little DJ Easy eargasm in their ear holes this spring. Don't you agree? I digress. We've got a great show tonight. I think next we're going to start off with the what some people have called their favorite portion of the show. They've written me. They called me. There was a straw poll. And this feature was undoubtedly the number one winner. And that is the Wild Weekend of DJ Easy Eargasm short story hour. It's not really, it might add up to an hour eventually. Maybe after an hour I'll stop. But the short story portion of the show, the story of Pastafonso, a.k.a. I will now read from a short story that I've been working on for 3 fortnights. So I think we're going to get started with that. And I hope you all enjoy it. And then we'll have some music, and I'll come back with some more classy question and answers. If you like that from the first program, I'm sure you'll like it even more. The questions are even more pointless, and the answers are even more irreverent. All right, without further ado, Pastafonso, tell them all about what you do. Or the narrator should tell what Pastafonso did. Pastafonso, you just remain a character in the story. Don't get outside of the story now. Don't go to the Gobi Desert. Stay in the story. And I will stay right here for when you get back from Storyland. Alright, everybody. DJ Easy Eargasm, Wild Weekend, WKCO Heaven. Previously on I Will Now Read from a Short Story that I've been working on for 3 fortnights. I will now read from a short story that I have been working on for 3 fortnights. Crumbum! What are you, Moby Dick? This story is so boring my fucking dreams fell asleep! Have you the stutters, Pastafonso? She had a secret to tell Pastafonso. A secret she wanted all of Mass to hear. A secret that perhaps would change Our Lady of Maxim, maybe even the whole town, forever. And now, we return to I Will Now Read from a Short Story that I have been working on for 3 fortnights. Now read from a short story that I've been working on for 3 fortnights? Was all Pastafonso could get out, his tongue tied, his spirit enervated. The mystery woman continued down the silken aisle of Our Lady Maxim. A hush came over the crowd, silencing the McGillicuddy twins who were still high-fiving, as well as Jersey Swanson, who was still high. All eyes were directed towards the bosomy blossom of a girl, a young boobish sprite who had big tits. Who was this femme fatale, and why did she look like she needed to convey a message of import? Suddenly, without warning, her mouth opened, and before they knew it, a sound came out.
Pastafonso, I have come to reveal my secret. Get ready to be shocked, like Obama in the 2010 midterms. and confused, like Sarah Palin with a scientific calculator.
Pastafanzo gasped. It was her, Valentina Rosetta, his niece from Italy, who still hadn't mastered the art of seamlessly integrating political comedy into everyday pronouncements. She had been living with Pastafanzo for years now, since her father lost big in the Sicily Mouse Derby. She was an aspiring comedic commentator who edited Pastafanzo's short stories in return for room and board.
Well, don't just stand there gasping like Obama in the 2010 midterm elections. Introduce me!
Pastafanzo snapped out of it. His eyebrows made the arduous journey from creased to furrowed.
Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive this disturbance. This is my niece, Valentina.
She's your niece? Asked Bonita. Impossible. She's attractive and charismatic to boot.
Bonita, your comment is utterly subjective. And speaking of subjects, the subject of my anger is you, dear niece Valentina. But I quiet you. Shut up and let the girl talk,
Jersey Swanson yelled, albeit at a stained glass depiction of Saint Ignatius.
Jersey, will you stop drinking during Mass? And as for you, young lady, is this another one of your comic routines? Save it for the Giggle Gala or some other guffaw-providing establishment.
Listen, Uncle, what I am about to say is going to choke you up more than Kucinich in a Senate cafeteria.
Will you shut up? Scoot! Get out of here with your on-the-nose political humor. Try subtlety, you wacky goof. Now let's see, I was about to read to you a short story I'd been working on. Damn it, a Pastafanzo! Why are you not seeing the truth in front of your eyes? Come on!
The crowd collectively gasped to the brink of yelling. That voice, Valentina's new voice, so dulcet, so familiar, like the aroma of apple pie or a hug from the Savior. But where had they heard it before? Megan Asscream jumped out of the pew.
The way you talk, she droned. You've got a voice for radio and a face for TV. Triple threat, triple threat.
Valentina continued.
Uncle, I'm not who you think I am, a fettuccine.
Murmurs erupted from the attendees. A selection?
She sounds almost like shh, shh, shh. But no, it couldn't be. My God, that voice is almost as if.
And those were just three of at least a dozen murmurs that were murmured. Suddenly, Valentina tore away the lopsided brunette wig on top of her head to reveal flowing blonde locks below. And then she took off her horn-rimmed spectacles, and blammo, just like that, gone was that busty, beautiful, yet somehow deficient niece of Pastafanzo. And there, before their eyes, was none other than Santa de Montana, Italian-American scene songstress, fashion icon, and star of her own show on the Disney Channel, Adults, Totes Lame. Pastafanzo unclenched his brows from a particularly potent furrowing and proceeded to arch them into a semicircle of surprise. He nearly disbelieved his eyes, and he definitely disbelieved his ears. Other body parts he was still on the fence about. Gone was his beautiful, political, yet obedient niece, and in her place was the singing star, Santa de Montana, a notorious promoter of Sassmouth.
You? You, Valentina Rosetta, are secretly Santa de Montana? Millionaire superstar? I am shocked! But why? Why keep it a secret from me, your uncle, our Pastorella Pastafanzo? I mean, what's the deal, really? I will tell you why, Pastafanzo. This long expository speech in which you all can enjoy my realistic Italiano accent, Marone.
But just before she was going to give her long expository speech, a man burst through the church doors. He was strong and strapping, with the wham-bam sexual charisma of Rock Hudson's personal trainer. He had a contribution to the secrets and revelations that would further rock the very foundations of Pastafanzo's life. The very foundations of the church, and the very foundations of Storyton itself. Storyton is the name of the town. I probably should have mentioned that earlier. Till next week, and I will now read from a short story that I've been working on for 3 fortnights. Pasta Fonzo, he's in for another surprise. What will next episode's installment bring? One can only hazard a guess, including your faithful author and Arthur. The author's name is Arthur. All right, we are going to take a music break, and then when we come back, we'll be doing some question and answer. Asked and answered. So enjoy this music. You're listening to Wild Weekend, WKCO Heaven. I'm DJ Easy Eargasm, the one, the only, the splendiferous, the sensuous. Keep it tuned in, keep it turned on, keep it unlocked. Hit it.
Yeah.
DJ Easy Eargasm, WKCO Evan. That was kind of my fuzzed out set, so I hope you dug it. Let's do a little recollecting of what we just listened to. You just heard from the Jesus and Mary Chain with The Hardest Walk. Quick story, I was living in Seattle in 2008. And the Jesus and Mary Chain came to town. I was such a huge fan of these guys. I could have died. It was like my Beatles, man. I was at a point in my life where I wasn't drinking very much. I was vegetarian. I didn't go out much. I was very pure, I guess you could say. And when the Jesus and Mary Chain came to town, I felt like just abandoning all of that. I got to the concert hall, which was near like, I don't know, it felt like it was in some district in Seattle. There was just these big warehouses everywhere. It was a weird neighborhood. It wasn't like the rest of Seattle. And I got to the venue about 2 hours early and just started drinking. Just drinking. Drinking and drinking. I went to the bar. I just got an iPhone recently for my graduation gift. I was at the bar and I was watching YouTube videos of cartoons. I was sitting at the bar watching cartoons on the iPhone on YouTube. And just really drinking like way too fast. Like I would order a mixed drink and a beer at the same time and drink them together. Needless to say, by the time that Jesus and Mary Chain take the stage, I skipped all the opening acts, just drank. By the time Jesus and Mary Chain came on to stage, I was so drunk I bullied my way to the front of the line. Seattle, they're not huge on that. I remember being a kid in Philadelphia. Everyone used to do that, but I don't think it's the same rest of the world over. I bullied my way to the front. Sat right, or I didn't sit. I stood. We were kind of like, you know, slam dancing. It was like a mosh pit, whatever. I was right there in the front. And I swear, every single song sounded just like The Hardest Walk, the song you just heard. Every single song sounded like that. I could have sworn that they were playing the same song over and over again. And I kept wanting to sing along. I was so drunk, I just wanted to sing along. I kept singing the lyrics, which I don't really know anyway. You always want to the sun where you are, and it's plain to see. I was singing this to every song, but it was clear. I don't think they ever played it. I don't think they ever played it. But I sang it, much to the chagrin of everyone else around me. So that's my Jesus and Mary chain story. Send in your favorite Jesus and Mary chain stories. And we'll read them all out loud, all two of them. Oh boy. All right. Before that, we had the Dum Dum Girls. What did we play off of the Dum Dum Girls? Let me check my list here. We played Everybody's Out. Everybody's Out. That's from I Will Be. Before that, we had Best Coast with Each and Every Day. I got that off of the Mexican Summer Volume 1 Sampler Collection. Mexican Summer, of course, the venerable record label out in Brooklyn. Before that, we had No Joy with Mediumship. That's off of Ghost Blonde. If you don't have that album, go buy it right now. Right now. They are so awesome. I really like that album. But even better, an even better album than that is what we played before, Titus Andronicus. I had to cut off half of that song because I had to cut off some of the No Joy song too. Just because some of these songs aren't podcast radio friendly. There's a lot of fuzz and feedback. But that Titus Andronicus album, it's a Civil War themed album. It is so good. They are amazing. I missed them on tour when they were with the Pogues because I didn't feel like paying $65. I don't really like the Pogues. I just wanted to see Titus Andronicus, so fuck that. I also missed No Joy when they were with Best Coast and Waves. I actually would have really liked to have seen that. I'm not a huge Best Coast fan, not a huge Waves fan, but No Joy is really terrific. Really, really awesome. I wish I could have got them. Ooh, if only. So recently I asked some of you to send in questions, and maybe three of you did. What is wrong with you people?
I'm too busy to ask a question. I'm too busy. I don't have any questions. I'm just gonna ask my therapist or my priest. Oh, I bet DJ Easy Eargasm has stupid answers.
Did you see my last program? Did you even hear it? Either of those senses? Man, I answered the shit out of those questions. And you know what? I was going to answer some more questions this time, but I'm so dispirited of the lack of questions. Guess how many I'm going to answer? None. You don't get anything. I might abandon the whole thing. Maybe I'll give up the podcast. Next time I ask for questions, if I don't get 15 questions, that's it. This thing's going in the garbage. You can go listen to Glenn Beck on the radio. He's the only person who matches my entertainment level. But no, we will not be doing question and answers. I lied to you.
Instead, I'm going to play some more music. We're going to slow it down a little bit. You're listening to the inimitable, the unintrepid, the unusurpable, the indomitable, the incredible. DJ E to the Z to the eargasm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Keep it tuned in. Keep it turned on, baby. Keep it locked in. Because we're going to be doing it all night long. Or at least 10 more minutes. Coming up, some more music. WKCO having num pace.
Never did I see a dog so true. and our leader's guitar down. Going to heaven, getting my crown. When I get to heaven, know what I'm gonna do. Get my horn and blow the blues. Gonna blow you, devil you. No, I used to work on a minister's show. I was selling medicine on a minister's show. I'd take my guitar and throw it all up in air, way up in air, and it'd come back playing. I wish y'all could see it. I used to just have the people all just laughing, going on so much fun when I was calling blue with my guitar. And blue be down there trying to help me sell medicine. Lord, y'all just see me in blue. When I laid my guitar down, going to heaven and getting my crown. When I get to heaven, know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get my horn and blow for blue. Lord, do you do? Who gonna do you? Gonna do you do?
Home with a month old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Well, dang me. Hang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Down, take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
L'histoire de Jesse James. Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
c'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère,
c'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Back everybody, DJ's Eargasm, WKCO Heaven, Elysian Fields, Graveyard of the Greats. We just listened to, oh sorry, my French is a little off. Let's see, Serge Gainsbourg. That's right, right? I took French for 5 years. So I think I know a thing or two. And also Bridget Bardot. That's Bonnie and Clyde. And before that, what did we have before that? We had old Roger Miller, the most speed-addicted country singer that ever were. As of Dang Me. Skid-a-bop-bop-doot-bop-bop-bop-bop. I tell people he was a speed addict, they go, really? Listen to Dang Me. Practically freaking out right there on the microphone. For that, we had Furry Lewis with Old Blue. And we started off with Magnetic Fields, Xylophone. Stephen Merritt going extra deep there. Really, really reaching for the deepest of voices. That's going to do it for Wild Weekend. I had a lot of fun. I know I didn't answer any questions, and I got a little mad at you, but you just rub me the wrong way sometimes. It's okay. It's not you, it's me. Alright? Don't worry. Next time I'm going to be back, I'll be calm as a cucumber. We all know how calm cucumbers are. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please go subscribe to it on iTunes. It'll take 5 seconds. Leave a nice review for the man, for the nice man, DJ Easy Eargasm. Say what's up, subscribe, tell your friends. I want a lot of people to listen to this because I do. As embarrassed as I am to admit it, I actually kind of do spend a lot of time on it. Ugh. I know.
It doesn't seem that way.
Shut up. What do you know? Jerk. Be so insensitive sometimes. Till next episode, I've been DJ Easy Eargasm, and I can't wait to see you all and listen to you all and have you all listen to me again. This is DJ Easy Eargasm signing off. Goodbye, my loves. Goodbye. Bye.
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? Who has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue? Like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. 'Tis you. You make me feel like I'm 17 again. You make everything beautiful seem true. I can't wait to go to sleep and dream again, 'cause every dream I dream is a dream of dreamy little you, has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why it's you, like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. 'Tis you make the world go round, the sun go up and down, the flowers bloom in May, the children laugh and play. Shall we choose the day? Who has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue? Why, it's you. Like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. 'Tis